This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Excuse me, sorry. Boy, that sounded lovely. Gosh, I got snot, and I got mucus, and I got pieces of egg white. By the way, guys, never rewarm an egg white sandwich. I really made that mistake of yesterday. Hubby got me a egg white delight from McDonald's, and I wasn't hungry. So I decided to, save it to today, and I just reheated it, and you cannot enjoy a reheated egg white sandwich. Why? Well, because it makes mucus. So let me just say that's a very, very bad breakfast. Egg white delights are yummy, but just don't rewarm them. I just want to say this is, we've definitely been having a bad week. When you look at Louisiana flooding and the California fires, let me just give you a quick update on this. Louisiana flooding, I believe right now the death toll is at 11. We have over 8,000 in shelters. 52,000 homes have been damaged. The Red Cross has dispatched an army of volunteers right now to the flood-ravaged state. And they say this is the worst natural disaster to strike the United States since Superstorm Sandy. All 1,000 volunteers are from the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, according to Brad Kaiserman, who helps run the Red Cross's logistics and disaster services operations. I believe Taylor Swift donated $1 million. There's been so much outpouring of help for what's been going on with the Louisiana flooding. They said the Red Cross is mounting a massive relief operation, which we anticipate will cost at least $30 million, and that number may grow as we learn more about the scope and magnitude of the devastation. So far, at least 11 people have been killed, 40,000 homes damaged, 30,000 people rescued, and this is some of the worst flooding ever to hit the state. 8,400 people are currently in emergency shelters. 8,400. Can you imagine? They say most of Louisiana has received at least 1 foot of rain since Friday, and some places have been getting about 30 inches, according to the National Weather Service. The water has receded in some areas, but it's still rising in others as the floodwaters move downstream towards the Gulf of Mexico. They said the scale of devastation is becoming increasingly more apparent. Plus, when the floodwater recedes, damage continues to ensue. You got mudslides, you got debris, it's horrible. Yeah, they talk about Taylor Swift is donating $1 million to flood relief. I think Lady Gaga's getting involved. I mean, you know, when Lady Gaga gets involved, you know it's serious stuff. So, you know, that's good. They say we've been through Hurricane Gustav, Katrina, Isaac, Rita, but this, without a doubt, is the roughest we've ever had in this parish, according to Livingston Parish Sheriff Jason Ard. As much as 20,000 of his parish's 141,000 residents had to be rescued after the area endured 25 inches of rain in just 3 days. 5,000 residents were in shelters. He says at least 75 of my deputies no longer have a home. What do you tell them? It's heartbreaking to see a man have an emotional moment, wipe his tears away, and then get back on his boat to take off. He knows his people needs him. God bless these guys. You know, we've been talking about, you know, the drought, and I live in Las Vegas, so it's just, year-round drought. We got a little bit of relief with El Nino, and we were really, really relieved to get that, but it doesn't matter. The sun dries it out pretty quickly. But we're definitely seeing a shift. What may be dry for one part of the country, we're definitely seeing more wet on another. And so things, unfortunately, are changing. To see Louisiana keep getting hit, it just breaks my heart. John Bel Edwards estimates more than 40,000 8,000 homes have been damaged, 8,000 people we talked about in shelters. If you want to help, please contact the Red Cross, we'll get some sites available for you on Twitter and Facebook that you could go to. On the other side of the country, we have the Blue Cut Fire, and this fire is raging through rural communities in California. It has triggered a state of emergency there and evacuation orders for more than 82,000 residents in the San Bernardino area. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the sky is cloudy. So you could see the devastation in the air all the way as west of as Las Vegas. More than 700 firefighters and other emergency workers are battling the Blue Cut Fire. This started Tuesday, some 60 miles east of L.A., spread rapidly along the Cajon Pass. For those of you not familiar with that, when you live in Las Vegas or Salt Lake or I don't even know if Albuquerque would go through. Anyway, one of the main conduits to get to California is the I-15, and the I-15 goes through Cajon Pass. Very beautiful area, but unfortunately a very dry area this time of year. You have San Bernardino, Riverside around the area, then later you go into Rancho Cucamonga, and then you could take the I-15 into Los Angeles by getting on the 10 or the 210, 60, or the I-15 could take you right down to San Diego. By Wednesday morning, this fire had burned 30,000 acres. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in San Bernardino County. Families have fled. Interstate 15, the interstate I was just talking to you about, was closed as this blaze grew. According to Darren Dalton, 51 years old, who was with his wife and son, they had to get out of the house, out of their town in Wrightwood. They said this moved so fast. It went from, have you heard there's a fire, to mandatory evacuation, and before you could take it in, their town was a ghost town. Ash is falling on motorists, there's black smoke, aerial pictures look at this huge, you know, they call it a firenado. Red Cross has set up shelters also. Two firefighters were hurt, briefly hospitalized when they were trapped while defending homes and assisting evacuations in Swartwaith Canyon area. According to San Bernardino Fire Department, the fire was 0% contained and covered 28 square miles as of last night, only 12 hours after it began. So the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning through Thursday night, saying strong winds, low humidity, and warm temperatures meant critical fire weather conditions, and this would contribute to extreme fire behavior. People are reporting breathing difficulties, asthma flare-ups. I mean, I couldn't imagine losing my home, you know, not knowing where to go, having to live in a shelter, in either part of the country with what Louisiana and California are dealing with. So sending prayers. If you can help, please donate to the Red Cross. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Well, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is an interesting email I want to read you really quickly. Grayson writes, Doc, I enjoy hearing your work reviews. You make me laugh. I haven't read one of my work evaluations in a while on air. It's pretty sad. Okay? You know what I get from management on what I need to do to improve? So, they're a lot of fun. But they're never easy. So, luckily, this isn't about me. He writes, unfortunately, it was my turn. And I received my work review, and it had things on there I didn't do. In a nutshell, I work for a psycho. My manager said I was lazy, unprepared, frequently late, and none of those things happened. When I tried to go above her head, they sided with her. She has it out for me, and I'm not in a position to find another job. Now, of course, I really wish you could call in live. I'd really like to talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really, really would like to talk to you because I want to get some more details. I mean, a work review should not be attacking your character. Okay, I mean, you know, as an employer, you don't write a review saying he's lazy. You don't do that. What you need to do is put specific examples. Okay, so like, for example, if she gave you a task, and let's say the task was a report, I'm dying to know what kind of work you do, and the task was like to do a report. Now usually these reports are like a 10-page report, you know, maybe it has graphics, it has references, etc., and you turn in a 2-page report without graphics, without references, and incomplete, then that would be something that she would have to, you know, put on there. But, frequently late. Okay, frequently late, that should be very, very easy to reproduce. You know, on July 15th, on August 20th, on this date, you know, Grayson came 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. He has repeatedly, you know, as seen by his, time card. So, you know, those you're not going to be able to argue if they have the proof. Being unprepared, again, an example of that. You know, were you in a meeting, and were you supposed to have researched, marketing strategy for, a clothing store, and you didn't do your research, so you're here at the meeting and you're unprepared. Okay, but see, those things can be listed so that, you know, if you read them, you know, you can't just say then your boss is a psycho if all those things happen. But if they didn't, okay, if she's just saying he's lazy and he's unprepared, you have every right to ask for specific examples. Now, this is interesting that you say you're not in a position to find another job. I know the job market is not great, but it's not as bad as it was a few years ago, and it's not as bad as it's going to be yet. So, if you have somebody falsely evaluating you, you know, saying you have all these things, you know, wrong, and you're doing all these things wrong, you're going to have to get another job if it's false. If there's any truth to this, you got to make this work. So, all right, the laziness. Laziness is something I continually hear. I hear people talk all the time, oh, my staff is lazy. Oh, my gosh, their staff is so lazy. We need to realize that things are different than when we did them. Okay? You know, I have to understand that I am Mrs. Hyper and Spaz, and I will do 70 things at once, and I won't go home till I have made sure that all those 70 things are tucked in. Okay, I won't go to sleep. I'm like that. Okay, well, not everybody, you know, is like that. And we also have to realize that the new generation, it's a different generation. Okay? They rely on computers. So if you ask them for a math problem, etc., and they go, I need a calculator. Okay? I mean, I know when we grew up, we were not supposed to use calculators. Calculators were a bad word until we were in trigonometry and we need to do the sin, cos, and tan. Okay? I get that. But, these days, no, they use a calculator. They don't have to read an actual clock. They could just look at the digital screen. They don't have to type a letter anymore. They don't have to type on a typewriter. All they have to do is click email and click send. And so, you know, they can multitask better than us, I believe. I think they have better hand-eye coordination. But we as an older generation are going to look at the younger generation as lazy. And maybe they don't appear to work as hard as we did, but their parameters are different. Okay, so another question I would have for you is, you know, how much younger are you, you know, from your supervisor? You know, I've had staff where I'm like, you know, I ask them to do something and they moan and they groan. I mean, we've all done that. I think the difference is when, you know, in the 80s and 90s, you know, we kept our mouth shut. You know, when we had to do a task that stunk, I mean, we just did it. Like in my family, it was yes, sir. Okay, my boys, here we are a generation later. I mean, you know, my mom looks... Okay, my mom would whoop my butt. I would lose teeth if I groaned at her telling me to do something. It was yes, ma'am, and it was how fast do you want me to do it? Whereas now, I'm like, guys, will you bring in the groceries? I'm on Xbox, Mom. Gosh. Okay, well, you know, is that their fault or is that my fault as a parent? Like, oh, don't worry. Oh, don't worry. I open a can of whoop, but oh, my gosh. I go ape crazy. My mom just sitting there going, Tatcha had a parent. You know, this is on you. And I'm like, you get your tushies out there and you get the groceries. And I go, that Xbox is going out the window. And I just scream. And you know what? I sound exactly like my mom. I go, look, this is you. I look exactly like the way, this is how you looked. And she said, oh, I never looked like that. Oh, yeah, you did. Except you were swinging a paddle and a spoon and throwing things at me, and teeth were flying. That's the only difference between my scene and your scene. So, I don't know how to fix that. You know, I mean, I think we're a lot more expressive, okay, in the year 2016. If we don't like something, like, you know, WTH and WT, you know, whatever. You know, these are, you know, you used to think that kind of thing. Okay? Now, we very clearly, in the middle of meetings, in the middle of, it's very interesting. So I teach medical students. I love these guys. And, you know, I'm talking to residents. And, you know, when I was in school, you know, you listened. You didn't have as much of a discourse. Some professors would like to have a discourse, but they would talk and they would be, you know, whatever. Me, I'm a little different because I love the discourse, and maybe it's because it's a different age. But, you know, it's interesting when you hear residents go, oh, my gosh, WT blank, WT, you know, we're in a new state where we're very demonstrative with our feelings. And even though we text and it seems colder because we're texting and we're not, touching people and we're not meeting people, we've learned to be very communicative and express these feelings through our text, email, etc. So no wonder, you know, you ask one of your staff people, look, can you do this? And they're like, it's because, you know, they are a generation of being more expressive, okay? You know, and so is that laziness, or is the only difference between that person and us 20, 30 years ago is, you know, we kept it to ourselves. You know, I kept a lot of things to myself. Now, a lot of people, they don't. All right? So, you know, you're not going to change the way she obviously perceives you as a lazy, unprepared, frequently late person. What you need to do is sit down with her and go, look, you know, I want to do this job well. I want to do it correct, okay? I had no idea that, you know, I was appearing to be, I don't want to look lazy. I don't want to look unprepared. Can you please give me some specific examples so I learn from it? You don't want to put them on the defensive. If you go, look, can you please prove to me how I'm lazy? Don't put her or him on the defensive. But what you need to do is say, look, can you give me some specific examples so I don't make the same mistake again? I don't want to make the same mistake again. The last thing I want is anybody in this firm to think I'm lazy. You know, I spent 2 hours on that report. If I should have spent 4 hours, I'm going to do it. And don't look like you're being facetious. Don't look like you're patronizing. Don't look like you're being sarcastic. Say, you know, I came to this job, you know, with little training, and I'm learning as I go. But the last thing I want to do is learn incorrectly. So please guide me. All right? You know, I thought I was on time. This is when I clocked in. These are my time clocks. You know, if I do appear late, I'll then show up 5-10 minutes early. I mean, I want to do well at the, and I got to tell you, that is going to, you know, you can't change what they think, what they've thought about you up until now. But what you can do is steer the way things move forward. Okay, I mean, how many people say, oh, you know, I hated the Dr. Dahlia show and now I love it. Okay, why? Because, you know, I can't cry about the past. I got to make things better, which I haven't done yet. I get that, all right? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here we are, back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You're going to see a lot of companies or Facebook posts where it's missing some vowels. You're going to notice the letters A, B, and O missing. Now, why would the letters A, B, or O be missing? Okay. Blood types. Those are blood types. So there's the missing type campaign, which I think is so cool. You know, we thought the ice bucket challenge was cool. This is super cool, too. Where the missing type campaign, it comes from the UK National Health Service. They came up with that, which is very interesting because usually the UK is all over grammar. And, I mean, you know, the UK, I think, you know, looks at the way we speak on, I don't know why Americans speak, you know, so poorly. So I'm surprised that they would all of a sudden start taking out vowels and letters out of words. But I love the fact that they did this, and you are going to now see this spread throughout the United States like wildfire. This is pretty cool. So like Microsoft. Microsoft, you see the O's missing, right? Because type O blood. So you'll see type A, B, and O is represented by letters in these stores, and you'll see them missing. We call it the missing type campaign. Why? Because without A's, O's, and B's, we're nowhere. Help fill in the gaps. Brilliant campaign. So it started last year to inspire those who had never given blood before to sign up as donors. And the campaign said they got more than, 30,000 people to donate. So that's pretty cool. So Morgan Stanley put up a huge display in New York, taking out the O and the A's, and 21 different countries are participating. Tesco in the UK dropped the O from its name. Sydney Opera House. 74 countries got more than 90% of the blood supply from voluntary donors, according to the World Health Organization. This missing type campaign ends August 21. So you're going to see more and more these, states, etc. I want to talk to the casinos in Las Vegas on the Resort Corridor to see if they could also drop letters from their signs. That would be so cool. It's a great way to, to raise awareness. Again, if you could donate blood. National Blood Donation Week is September 4th through the 10th. We have, I believe, 12 governors whose proclamations have already been signed. More are on the way. I am amazed at how apolitically, we have so many people jumping together and joining together to make this campaign happen to raise blood. So very, very exciting. And then after that, I want anybody that works in a school district to contact me because I got another campaign started for next spring. We have a lot of work to do when it comes to making sure blood continually gets done. And the funny thing is, you know, you don't have to sit there and donate 8 times a year. If you could donate 3 times a year, all right, that's enough. That's all we ask. And you know what? Even if you could host a drive, you can't donate blood, even if you could host a drive. All right? And go to my website at drdahlia.com. Go to the National Blood Donation Day link or the National Blood Week Donation Week link. And then click on that and find your nearest blood drive or if you could host. Pretty exciting stuff. And, having been an ER doc, it is so nice to see that blood on the shelves. Being able to, you know, grab it, use it, it's just oh my God, thank God. And when you see that, you're just like, thank God it's there. And unfortunately, you don't thank people until there's an emergency, like the Orlando shooting, you know, et cetera. You know, when there's mass trauma, it's amazing how quickly, I think Alaska Blood Center has been shipping blood down to victims in California and Louisiana. We'll find out more on that. So definitely a lot of passion and a lot of people uniting for this cause. This is a very interesting medical story. I'm looking at red blood cells, but I'm looking at a virus infecting a red blood cell. This picture is so damn cool. I love looking at, have you guys ever seen a red blood cell? It looks like an inner tube, except it's like a donut. It looks like a donut, except indented with some, filling still in. And they look like little discs. Red blood cells are beautiful. They are just so beautiful. Viruses, not so good looking. And viruses appear to infect more effectively during the morning. Okay? The study is saying that viruses are better at infecting you if you get exposed in the morning. They say the circadian rhythms of the body and its individual cells help or hinder the ability of a virus to infect its host, with morning hours appearing to be the most likely time for an effective infection by a virus, according to University of Cambridge researchers. They say circadian rhythms, which is our internal clock, controls parts of the physiology and basic bodily function by regulating the action and resources of cells. Individual cells have their own internal clocks, so allowing them to anticipate changes in the environment and when to take certain actions. This, they say, means exposure to a virus at the most opportune time would allow for faster, more effective infection and proliferation. Now, experiments on lab dishes and with mice in this study are in line with theories on the flu vaccine's efficacy being linked to the time of day it's administered. Remember we were talking about how when we should give the flu vaccine, and there was debate whether we should do it in the morning or whether we should do it at night. They say the flu virus vaccine may be more effective when given in the morning. My problem with that is efficacy of getting your efficacy of getting a vaccine takes weeks of developing the antibodies. And so I understand that you may be more prime to receive it at a certain time of day or not, but I think overall, if you look at people who have been immune or people who have mounted appropriate antibody titers, my guess is many of them, whether they got it in the morning or in the, just get the shot. Last thing I want you to do is say, I can't get the shot, so what am I going to do? Anyway, going back to this study with viruses attacking you more in the morning or being able to infect you more in the morning, researchers tested levels of virus infection and proliferation in mice infected with herpes at different times of day. The mice who lived in an environment with 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night were most susceptible to infection when entering the resting phase. In experiments with mice lacking a gene connected to circadian rhythms, which is the BMAL1, the virus replicated at higher levels regardless of the time of day they infected the rats. The effect was seen in cell cultures whose cellular circadian rhythms had been blocked with both herpes and the influenza A virus. So it suggests that people with irregular circadian rhythms, like those of us that work night shifts, etc., could be more susceptible to viruses like the flu. The study also explains why flu spreads more readily during the winter, because during the winter that BMAL1 has seasonal changes. So according to Dr. Reddy, who told the BBC, the virus needs all the apparatus available at the right time or it may never get off the ground. Yeah, it's interesting. Some of you will say, gosh, I got stuck by a needle and I didn't get HIV, but somebody else did. Why? Maybe I have a better immune system. Well, what if it's actually the time of day? Doesn't that just, it's interesting stuff. I think this stuff is fascinating. The researchers say the study showed viruses are more likely to infect during the day. The mice used in the study, though, are nocturnal, so the resting phase occurs around the time of sunrise, suggesting at least some guidance on the best time to be careful of infection, as well as when to treat it. So here's the thing. What about us who aren't nocturnal? So obviously more has to be done on the study. I remember my mom, and we've talked about this, where they say, close the window so you don't catch a chill, because if you catch a chill, you're going to catch a cold. And remember a study last year came out saying there's something to that? People can catch a cold when they get a chill. Well, when would we usually get that chill? We'd get that chill in the middle of the night or early morning. So I don't know. There's something to that. I just think that's cool. And I'm just sitting there looking at the really pretty red blood cells. By the way, you need to, if you ever look at microscope slides of blood cells, when you look at a sickle cell that's a sickled shape to a red blood cell, you understand why sickle cell is so painful and so devastating for kids. Because when you don't have that big, nice shape with oxygen, it's, devastating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back
have it on Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. They say tall people are more likely to be politically conservative. You know, I just don't get it when they try to look at phenotypes and physical characteristics with political leanings. That makes no sense. But this is a study on where, according to research, the taller a person is, the more likely the person is to support conservative political positions. Researchers in the United States and Britain analyzed data from the 2006 British Household Panel Survey, which asked 9,700 adult participants questions about their height, income, and political persuasion. For every inch taller a survey respondent was, the chances of the respondent supporting the Conservative Party increased by 0.6%. Taller people were also more likely to vote for Conservative Party candidates and support conservative political positions. For some, the results weren't all that surprising. Previous studies have shown taller people earn higher salaries. And a number of studies have found correlations between income and voting patterns. But some scientists have suggested links between income and politics are overstated. They said, we're thinking about why there are so many seemingly contradictory findings, according to Sarah Watson, who's an assistant professor of political science at Ohio State University. One reason might be that income fluctuates from year to year. So that a relationship between your overall economic well-being and your political beliefs can be hard to uncover. That's why we decided to see if height might be a good way to assess between income and voting. See, this is interesting. I'll tell you what I think. Real quickly, I'll just finish with the study. They say, unlike income, height will not fluctuate from year to year, although I'm getting shorter, you know, because of the as your discs start to dry out, you become shorter. I can't believe how I'm starting to lose height. You know, I used to tower over my kids, and now they're bigger than me. I'm like, you go to your room. And they're like, okay, Mom. And they're taller than me. I'm scared of them. I'm like, geez. And the little baby is almost tells me every day, you know, he comes home and he's like, Mom, am I tall? As tall as you? And I'm like, oh, geez, not my baby. I used to be able to carry you and lift you. I got to tell you something. As a mom, you know, you wonder why some of us moms go crazy. I find it very frustrating that I can't grab my kid and run in an emergency anymore. You know, it bothers me that I can't pick up my kid if I need to in an emergency. It's one of those things that you have as a, it's one of these instinctive things. And so, you know, you want your kid to be big and you want your kid to fend for themselves. But, you know, I'm always like, okay, well, how do I cover? How do I protect them? How do I use my body as a shield? You know, when my kids are bigger than me, it's a little bit upsetting. You're kind of like, okay, I want them to be big and grow and strong and all that. That's what you want. But then you're like, I can't protect them. And you get nervous, you know, until they protect themselves. So I'm like, okay, learn Krav Maga. I mean, do whatever you got to do, but you better learn how to, you know, learn how to run, learn how to swim. You know, I just want them protected. Anyway, they say the research connecting height and income is solid. The findings confirm previous links between income and political leanings. Height is useful, they say, because it predicts income well. Why are taller people making more money? Now, I understand in the model world, okay, that I get. Models, my aunt was a model. Beautiful, beautiful. But she was only 5'6". And that really hurt her career because, you know, back then you needed to be very tall. Nowadays, you could be short and do very, very well in the movies and very, very well in the, you know, you could be, you know, but, so I understand where height helps with that. It's very interesting. You know, tall with athletes. I mean, look, Nathan Adrian, swimmer, is 6'6". Usain Bolt, 6'5". Michael Phelps is, I think, 6'4" or 6'5". So athletically, maybe height helps, okay? When you have, you know, when you look in a conference room or when you're in a meeting, you know, height may be a sign of health. You know, instinctively, we're looking at instinctively. You know, why would somebody do better? Why would somebody make more money? Well, maybe it's because somebody who's tall, maybe it's intimidating. So maybe a manager who's shorter, when they see somebody taller, they feel inferior. And so they I don't know what it is. It just, I think that's crazy, which explains why I don't really make that much money. You know, there was a study on female doctors. I mean, oh my gosh. You would think Medicaid and Medicare pays everybody the same, whether you're a female doctor or a male doctor. But still, they say female doctors make less. I don't know why. Maybe it's our height. I don't know. But now, what about the political leaning? Why would there be a height difference with political leaning? Well, let's say there's a demographic. Let's say you have a whole bunch of, you know, Russian, German, Austrians, okay, you know, coming in and becoming a voting bloc, and they may be more tall, you know, or then you have maybe people from, you know, Latin America that may not be as tall as a Northern European, you know, and when you look at those voting blocks, maybe when you look at a demographic, I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm still stumped on why female docs pay less. Look at this here. Look at this study right here. Medicare pays female doctors nearly $19,000 less than male doctors. They say in a single year, Medicare reimbursed female physicians $19,000 less than a male, according to a new study published in Postgraduate Medical Journal. The researchers didn't think they'd see a gender gap when they looked at 3 million Medicare reimbursement claims for 2012 for more than 245,000 providers. And they compared the reimbursements received by male and female physicians across 13 specialties to see if there was a gap, and they did. They say there was a big gap against women doctors. The largest gap by sex, 16,688, occurred in nephrology, which is kidney specialist, pulmonary medicine, and internal medicine, were the next worst for women being reimbursed. Specialties with the narrowest gap were hematology, medical oncology, and critical care. Why? I mean, I'm not lying when I said I wasn't getting paid on my claims. Now, I don't think it had to do with my being a female, or I just thought that routinely they just decide not to pay on claims. Same code, same office, same provider, same patient. No pay on one, but they'll pay on another. So when I saw that, I just thought it was across the board. I didn't think that you'd see more against one versus the other. But you see, I'm not going off and upset about a gender gap issue on this, okay? Because I don't see how that system would sit there and choose women over men. I don't think that's happening. But what it does show you is for those of us who say there was no rhyme or reason on when and how we were getting paid when we were taking government insurance, this is a piece of evidence there where, it should be identical. Identical. Men and women should be getting the exact, I mean, if you have 100 claims submitted from one office with the exact same code as 100 claims from another office, it should be to the set. Perfect. Why is there a discrepancy? Maybe it's geography. They said maybe more female doctors live in parts of the country that are reimbursed less by Medicare. There's no negotiation. I mean, Medicare sets it. You have to accept it. You can't, so you can't say, well, maybe men have a little bit more gumption and more cojones to try to renegotiate. No, you can't. You can't negotiate with that. You know, I mean, you would almost wonder, I mean, you know, like a lot of women, for me, for example, I was very much on top of the billing. I was very much involved in making sure it was done right, etc. So you would maybe think you'd see maybe a little better reimbursement going, no, you know what, you need to have this modifier, you forgot this, you did this halfway. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but it's odd. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.